Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am self-aware diagnosed narcissist Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, social media. I'm everywhere. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I spread awareness for narcissistic personality disorder and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the narcissistic discard. I know I've done a few episodes on this, but this is going to be a little bit different, you know, because typically it's because nowadays I rant a little bit on the narcissist code about being discarded. Because one of the main questions I get asked in my comment section, in my inbox, literally in my emails, on one-on-ones, why not me? Why wasn't I good enough? Why did he or she replace me? And that's one of the questions that I get. And I give so many different answers to that question because everybody's situation is different. But I feel like some people focus on thinking, like, this is the focus I'm going to focus on. This is one of the focuses. That some people think that they are better than the new supply. And they focus on that. It's like, not just better mentally, but they just think physical attraction makes them a better person than the new supply. And it's like, well, I just look so much better than him. Why would he leave me for that? Right? Because you said statements like that. Because you think you're so beautiful and so handsome, the narcissist will punish you for that. Literally. Because you think you're so beautiful, you think you're 8, 9, 10, they're going to treat you and make you feel like a 2 by replacing you with a 5 or 6 or somebody less conventionally attractive. Because you say statements like that. He left me for an elephant. She left me for a bald-headed scallywag-ass dude. What's going on? Like, I'm just so much more physically attractive than that. That's why right there, because you think you deserve to be treated better than somebody because of your physical appearance. And this is coming from a narcissist. That right there, that statement gets on my nerves. I don't think y'all understand how much that statement gets on my nerves. Like, people are like, I just look better than him, so I think I deserve him or her. Like, that person was treating you badly anyway, but you want them back because you look better than the next person? What? You want them back so you can get treated terribly because you feel like you more conventionally attractive than the other person. That's one of the reasons why you got discarded right there, because the narcissist wants to punish you because you think you are too good. Oh, you think you're all high and mighty because you have pretty privilege? Bet. Hey, come here, overweight young woman. I'll get you. I'm going to replace my conventionally attractive wife with you. See how that makes her feel. And then guess what? They'll cheat on you with somebody less conventionally attractive. And that makes you obsessive about the narcissist. And then guess what? You'll take them back and make yourself look foolish. And they know that. And they know it too. Just like, oh, well, I won. I beat that less conventionally attractive person for my current boyfriend, my current husband, or my current wife, my current girlfriend. But they cheated on you. Y'all be just skipping over the fact that they cheated on you. Because you won them back. And I know what you're going to say. You're like, Lee, the trauma bond is just like an addiction. We just can't help being addicted. I get that. Trust me. But when you talk about the trauma bond to somebody that's diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, that is fighting the disorder every day to be self-aware enough to bring you these videos and to fight the narcissistic tendencies every single day, you can't come to me and say the trauma bond. I just like, I get it. If you could open your mouth and say I'm trauma bonded, then you can break it. It's the people who are begging, pleading, crying, not knowing why they are going back. Why am I crying over? Why am I missing someone that treated me so terribly? Why do I keep going back? They don't have a reason why they keep going back. They don't know the mental connection of the trauma bond or Stockholm syndrome. You've done research on it. You know it exists, and you can break it. So people, when you tell people that, you're like, hey, I'm trauma bonded right now, so I'm going back to this relationship. People look at you like, wait, what? So you know about the trauma bond and you're willingly going back. You're not going to fight it? No, I'm just letting it run its course. It's the trauma bond. People will stop talking to you. You'll lose friends. You'll lose family members because you're willingly going back. Hey, this guy's a narcissist, treating me terribly. I'm going back. What? And people will turn on you. And I know you're like, Lee, you're victim blaming. You don't understand the trauma bond. You're a narcissist. You don't have enough emotional intelligence. I don't have enough emotional intelligence, but I have actual intelligence to see that. If you can say that something exists, you can fight it. You know, this is like saying, I don't know why I've been coughing lately. Hey, you have COVID. You need to go to the hospital. Oh, okay. Let me go to the hospital to get better. So if you don't know what you have, like, oh, it's just my throat just feel a little raspy. I'm not going anywhere. That's totally different. You know, I mean, if you know what kind of the disease or illness you have, you can treat it. Sometimes it's just like, matter of fact, let me describe it like this. I know I'm ranting, but the narcissist code is in my rants now. Let's say it like this. If you get bit by a spider, one of my biggest fears, I'm scared of spiders. So if you get bit, let's say you get bit by a spider, right? You don't see the spider. You wake up with a spider bite. You go to the doctor, right? They treat you with general antibiotics because they don't know what spider bit you. They have to wait a little bit to see what kind of spider bit you to treat it correctly. But if you know what type of spider bit you and you catch that spider, you're like, oh, there's a brown recluse that bit me. You go to the hospital, they give you brown recluse anti-venom. They give you brown recluse anti-venom to fight it. So if you know what type of spider bit you, if you know the trauma bond exists, you can break it. You see what I'm saying? That's the knowledge I'm giving to you right there. If you know the spider that bites you, you can treat it. If you know the trauma bond exists, you can treat it. You can fight it. Some people don't want to, just be real with yourself. Some people don't want to fight it because they're so immersed in this relationship. They don't want to lose this person to somebody else. You got 20, 25, 30 years involved. You don't want to leave. And like, I'm not here to judge anybody about leaving or staying. I just don't do that. That's not where I'm coming from. The point is, like, if you want to leave, you leave. Make a plan to leave. I don't leave. We're being financially abused. I understand that. Then don't leave. Make a plan. Live better. Live well. Set boundaries. Be strong. Stand in your truth. So I get inboxes from people. The crazy thing about it, I get inboxes from people all the time. I get so many inboxes from me from people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, hey man, you saved my relationship. I realize I have a lot of narcissistic traits. So I'm going to work on it to save my wife. They are like, did your wife send you my vids? They know you just popped up on my timeline. I just could relate to you. So I'm going to work on I'm seriously going to work on this. And they'll send me messages every once in a while checking in. Like I just started therapy, man. Just started my first therapy session. I'm in there. I'm just happy. I'm like, look, a narcissist in therapy. Maybe not be NPD. Maybe just have traits, but they're in therapy. And they're embarrassed to put that on my timeline. They're like people, women too. Women would be like, "Hey, my husband saw your videos, and you know, I was gonna leave him, but I'm staying now because he's going to therapy. He's actually in therapy and putting in the work. I've set those strong boundaries, and things have gotten better for a while. We'll see. I'll keep you updated." I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm just like, I try to be optimistic, but I don't wish the worst on anybody. I just don't do that. But then but people just like, I just know. Like, I'm just saying, I know I get off topic again, but I get to chatting because they get to my nerves sometimes, y'all. Because I see people just like, oh, I got discarded for that. Ugh, I'm just better looking than that person, so I deserve to be treated better. No, you don't. Just because you talk like that, you don't deserve to be treated better. No. No. Levi Washington, if you're watching this, that's a shout out for you. Levi Washington, at Levi Washington on TikTok. I don't know if you're on Instagram. But yeah, literally, that's how it goes right there. You don't deserve to get treated better because that stank ass attitude right there. Just like, I look better. Not you a better person, not you treat people better, not anything. You just look better. So you decided you deserve to be treated better than somebody else. That's exactly why the narcissist replaced you with somebody less conventionally attractive to make you feel exactly the way you feel right now. Now you fighting that less conventionally attractive person to get your ex back, to get that cheater back into your life. Now you got a cheater. Now you're proud of it. You hugging and kissing that cheater on Facebook and Instagram. You're proud to get that person back, and they cheat on you again. And they cheat on you again. And people stop feeling bad for you. Literally, people stop feeling bad for you. I know you're just like, oh my goodness. 9 times cheating. Like, you know what? I think this time they're going to change. And your friends don't want to hear about it no more. I don't have anybody else to talk to about it. okay, nobody wants to hear it no more. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear it anymore. And that's exactly what the narcissist wants. The narcissist wants you to get to the point, where nobody wants to hear you complaining about them no more. So you can't complain to your friends. You can't complain to your family. You can't complain online. Who do you have to complain to? The narcissist. And they don't want to hear it either. So now your voice is completely silenced. Now you're completely isolated. Now you're completely alone. And now you're about to get cheated on because your self-esteem has been beaten down so much. Your self-worth has been beaten down so much. Here comes the cheating. Here comes the devaluing. Here comes the discard. Because guess what? Nobody else wants to hear it now. You keep going back. You know, people just beat yourself up over it. And you was like, I feel so stupid right now. Oh, yeah, you're going to feel stupid. And people are going to, people who don't know about narcissistic abuse are going to think you look stupid. But man, you keep going back. That person treat you terrible. Why do you keep doing that to yourself? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, oh, trauma bond. Okay, cool. They'll walk away from you. You lose friends. You lose family. Is it worth it, though? Ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth you, after you get discarded, is it worth fighting and clawing to get a person back into your life that discarded you like that? And for what purpose? You can never trust that person again. Why do you want that? And I know you, I was like, ask yourself, I know the trauma bond exists. I just know it. You're going to say the damn trauma bond. You're like, the trauma bond. That's why we want it. Why, though? Why do you want it? Take the trauma bond out of the equation and ask yourself why. Why? What is so important about this person? What is the purpose of getting this person back? I can never trust them again. I will never see them the same again. I will never feel the same way about this person again. Why do you want it back so badly? What is it about this person that is better than 8 billion other people on this planet? What is it about this person? Ask yourself why. And I know you're going to say, hey, the trauma bond, blah, 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 blah. I get it. Trust me. Don't say it to me. I get it. I see the trauma. I see people say, I'm trauma bonded. I just ignore it. I'm like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? If you can acknowledge it, you can break it. You just have to have the willpower and the wherewithal to get into your psyche, fight and break it and realize that you deserve better. You deserve to get treated better. Because when I was in a narcissistic relationship before, I was, you know, and I'm pretty sure I was trauma bonded because after we broke up, I was pining, I was hurting, I was crying. I wanted that person back. And then I was just like, you know what? It took me a while to get over the thing. But you know, when I finally got over it, when I realized that I was better than what she deserved. I was better than what she deserved. Not what I deserve. I was better than what she ever deserved in her existence. And I look back at her now. I look at her living her life now. I'm better than anybody she's going to get. I'm better. I'm just me. My self-worth, my value has went up exponentially since that point, period in time. I'm better. I'm better than what she ever deserved to be with. And she was a female narcissist. She was a spike. Was that old medieval weapon with the ball and the ball with the spikes on it attached to the chain when you swing around and cluck somebody with it? It was like call it a spinning clucker, a clucker. But anyways, y'all, if you get discarded, don't be discarded for the wrong reasons. I know you can have some self-confidence and stuff like that, but that right there, that ego, that's ego. When you get discarded, that ego kicks in. I was just saying, I look better than them. That's why you got discarded. That's exactly why. Because narcissists can sense that. You feel so entitled. Watch me take this entitlement away from you. Watch me flip it on you and make you feel like you worthless. And you do. Do you feel pretty now? No, exactly. Got you. I know this episode is a little dark, y'all, but it's just getting on my nerves, man. Just come on, y'all. We got to do better. We got to power up. We got to power through this thing. We're on a battle. We're on a journey. It's a journey. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step, one foot in front of the other. Let's get it. Anyways, like, subscribe to the channel. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, give me that 5-star rating. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illnesses out. Peace.